Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your PixNow update. Here are some of your top headlines. We begin with some breaking news out of Bay Point this morning in Pittsburgh. Thousands of people have been forced out of their homes after a fallen power line sparked a fire threatening a pipeline for the Chevron refinery. This is in the area of Poinsettia and Sassoon Avenues. Firefighters went door-to-door overnight in the area, telling residents to get out immediately. Contra Costa County Fire says that this all began just before 9 o'clock last night after a grass fire broke out. The 12-inch high-pressure natural gas line runs through the East Bay. Crews say that Willow Cove Elementary is also closed today as a result. KPIX 5's Jackie Ward has more on the evacuations.
It was a long night and morning for a lot of people here. There are 150 cots inside. They are all full. Some people even had to resort to sleeping in their cars with their pets. About 4,000 people from an estimated 1,500 homes were told to evacuate overnight. The good news is the fire department has already come by here and told people they do not believe their homes are being threatened right now, that they're getting ahead of the fire and making good progress, and they expect the evacuation order to be lifted by noon. But before that happens, fire officials still aren't letting people return to their homes just yet. They're being asked to hang tight. The Red Cross has set up two locations where people can stay warm, get some food, whatever they may need right now.
It's a very intense situation, and people are under a lot of stress. The sheriff's office and local police, etc., fire officials have notified everyone in the neighborhood, gone back and double-checked, and we're here just to provide them with a safe, comfortable place with food and what have you to make them comfortable.
If you need help or a warm place to go, you are still welcome here at Calvary Temple Church at 4725 Avora Road in Concord. Or you can head to the Red Cross's second location at Los Medanos College Gymnasium. That's at 2700 East Leyland Road in Pittsburgh. Because of all this, the school here, Bay Christian School in Concord, is closed today, as is Willow Cove Elementary in Pittsburgh. In Concord, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
New details now on the investigation into the death of a San Francisco contractor. Back in August, 51-year-old Patrick Ricketts died while working on the Twin Peaks Tunnel project. The SFMTA now says that his company did not conceal safety violations when they applied for the work. Shimmick Construction said that it had not been cited for serious violations in the last decade. The company has also been accused of three violations, but those decisions are being appealed, so Shimmick was not required to list them. Facebook facing a new lawsuit today. A group of advertisers is suing the social media giant, claiming that the platform vastly overstated how long users were watching ads. Facebook sets its ad prices based on how long users are generally watching a particular video. The lawsuit also alleges that Facebook kept the problem hidden for more than a year before taking action. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has just met with President Trump about the U.S. mission to find out what happened to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This as the Washington Post published his final column today. Turkish authorities claim to have recordings proving that Khashoggi was killed by a team of assassins after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. Pompeo says that Saudi leaders have assured him that they will conduct a thorough investigation into Khashoggi's disappearance.
This report itself will be transparent for everyone to see, to ask questions about, and to inquire with respect to its thoroughness. And I told President Trump this morning that we ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we, too, have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that.
The Saudi government has denied any involvement in Khashoggi's disappearance. Sources have told CBS News that Saudi leaders are preparing to admit that he was killed in an interrogation that went wrong. More rain is on the way for the already storm-soaked areas of central Texas. Dozens of rescue operations have already taken place because of fast-rising floodwaters. Those floods are also blamed for at least two deaths. Another 2 to 4 inches of rain is expected this week, threatening hundreds, even more communities. Mary is here with a look at our forecast. It's a little gray out there right now.
That's right, Kenny. Yeah, we're starting off the day with areas of low clouds and fog along the coast and parts of the bay. And you can see that on our live cam out there, our Transamerica building. You can see the clouds currently. So tracking even some dense fog in spots across the North Bay this morning as we head through the afternoon. Most of us will see that sunshine as the fog pulls back to the coast within our normal daytime highs, seasonal conditions, and that will continue for the next several days. But cooler temps on the way for next week. So here's a satellite and radar view. That ridge of high pressure still in place, that low still to our south, and that's why we're talking about not a lot of change in our weather. So with that sun, as we head through the today, we're looking at highs near normal, so about 70 in San Francisco, 73 in Oakland, 76 for you in Fremont, 80 in San Jose. And here's that five-day forecast, a little bit warmer Friday and Saturday. Still looking good through the weekend with plenty of sunshine and cooler by next week. Kenny?
All right, Mary, thank you. The Powerball jackpot has grown to $430 million after there were no winners in last night's drawing. Here are those numbers anyway. Check to see if you've matched some of them. It could pay out. But this isn't the only monster jackpot up for grabs this week. The Mega Millions jackpot has now soared to $900 million. It's the largest jackpot in the game's history and the second largest in U.S. lottery history. Burger King is making some spooky changes to its menu just in time for Halloween. Starting next week, the fast food chain is releasing what it's calling the Nightmare King. It's a quarter pound of beef, a chicken fillet, American cheese, bacon, mayo, and onions sandwiched right between a green sesame seed bun. Burger King says that this sandwich is, quote, clinically proven to induce nightmares. The Nightmare King will be available through November 1st. And we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You could always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website. It's kpix.com and our KPIX 5 Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.